General Ewell is moving down from the north? Yes, sir. The rain may slow things somewhat, but General Ewell expects to be in the Cashtown area by noon. Lee nodded. Taylor peered distastefully at another paper. There is a report here, sir, of Union cavalry in Gettysburg, but General Hill discounts it. Cavalry?
Yes, sir.
General Pettigrew claims he saw them yesterday afternoon. General Hill says he was, overeager. General Hill says he expects no opposition, but perhaps some local militia with shotguns and such. Taylor grinned cheerily. Lee remembered Longstreet's spy. If it is Union cavalry, there will be infantry close behind it. Lee said, "Who is Hill's lead commander?"
That will be General Heath, sir.
Harry Heath. Studious, reliable. Lee said, "General Hill knows I want no fight until this army is concentrated."
Sir, he does. That must be clear.
I believe it is, sir.
Lee felt a thump, a flutter in his chest. It was as if the heart was turning over. He put his hand there, past one small, breathless moment. It happened often. No pain, just a soft, deep flutter. Taylor was eyeing him placidly. He had no fear of the Army of the Potomac.
"Will the general have breakfast?"
Lee shook his head.
"We have flapjacks in Small Mountain, sir.
You must try them, sir. Fresh butter and bacon and wagons of hams, apple butter, ripe cherries. Never seen anything like it, sir. You really ought to pitch in. Courtesy of mine host, the great state of Pennsylvania. Nothing like it since the war began. Marvelous what it does for morale. Never saw the men happier. Napoleon knew a thing or two, what? For a Frenchman?"
Lee said, "Later." There was no hunger in the glassy chest. Want to see Longstreet. Up ahead in the mist, A.P. Hill probes toward Gettysburg like a blind hand. Hill was new to command. One-legged Ewell was new to command. Both had replaced Stonewall Jackson, who was perhaps irreplaceable. Now there was only Longstreet and a thumping heart. Lee said, "We will move the headquarters forward today, this morning."
"Yes, sir." "Sir, there are a number of civilians to see you."
Lee turned sharply.
"Trouble with our soldiers?"
"Oh, no, sir. No problem there. The men are behaving very well indeed."
"Oh, yes, sir. But there are some local women who claim we've taken all their food, and although they don't complain of our having paid for it all in the good dear coin of the mighty state of Virginia," Taylor grinned, "they do object to starving."
I must say that Ewell's raiding parties do seem to have been thorough. At any rate, the ladies seek your assistance.
Rather massive ladies, most of them, but one or two have charm.
See to it, Major.
Of course, sir. Except, sir, the old gentleman, he's been waiting all night to see you.
Old gentleman?
Well, sir, we conscripted his horse, at your orders, as you know. I explained that to the old man, fortunes of war and all that, but the old gentleman insists that the horse is blind and can be of no use to us and is an old friend.
Lee sighed. A blind horse?
Yes, sir. I didn't want to trouble you, sir, but your orders were strict on this point.
Give him the horse, Major.
Yes, sir.
Taylor nodded. We must be charitable with these people, Major. We have enough enemies.
Oh, yes, sir.
Taylor made a slight bow.
The men have the strictest orders, but I must say, sir, that those orders would be easier to follow had the Yankees shown charity when they were back in Virginia.
Major, Lee said slowly, we will behave ourselves. Taylor recognized the tone.
Yes, sir, he said.
Lee rested against the rail fence. He noticed at last a struggling band, Bonnie Blue Flag, a brave but tinny sound. He bowed in that direction, raised his coffee cup in tribute. A tall, thin soldier waved a feathered hat. The music bounced away. Lee said,
I would like to see General Longstreet. My compliments, and ask him to ride with me this morning, if he is not otherwise occupied. Breakfast, sir? In a moment, Major.